Hello, folks. How are you going? Welcome to another episode of Daughter Talks with Adam Jacobs. That's me. My name's Adam. Last name's Jacobs. And at home at the moment, I have a little girl. And her name's Aoife. And I am preparing myself with the help of you. Yes, you. I'm talking about you listening to this right now. You are helping me prepare for fatherhood. Well, there's already a certain amount that I have to know because she's out there moving around. She's wiggling around now in her onesie, umming and ahhing and making noises and sucking her fingers. Her fingers, as they say. Sucking her fingers. So there's already some questions that I've answered, if you know what I'm saying. But she is going to grow up and she's going to be able to learn words one day and be able to ask her own questions specifically. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about me preparing for those big questions when she asks them. And recently, I made some comments about how to keep your brain young. And I have to say, and I'd like to add just one or two things to that. And I'd like to add, start by saying, that it's a multidimensional approach. It's not just one thing. You can't just say, oh, there's a cure, then I'll just do that, and it's cured. Look, brain youth has associated with it a high degree of plasticity. And what does that mean, really? And we understand that. Everyone's heard the terms. Now that we're sort of a lot of fear around Alzheimer's and what have you, people have used to this term, the plasticity. What's it mean? Well, if I imagine what plasticity means with having no understanding of it, I'd be thinking of plasticine. We call it modeling clay, depends on where you come from in the world, but plasticine, it's very flexible, it's very malleable, it's able to be contorted and controlled and manipulated and pushed and pulled and shaped. And that's essentially what we're talking about with the brain as well. But the brain, you don't shape, like, it's not if you're going to put your brain into a jelly mold and make it turn into a clamshell. You don't have a clamshell brain, do you? Even though the brain consistency essentially is a jelly-like substance, you can't put your brain into a jelly mold and stick it in the fridge. That's not what I'm talking about. So how is it that the brain is plastic? Well, it's plastic by getting bigger, by growing new connections between cells. And the way we do that is by creating more, expanding the network. It's the same with everything in life. You've got to expand the network. Okay, Adam, thanks for that. That's very good. Now, how do I do that? What's that? Well, there's a familiar term that is used to describe brain training, brain development. It's a word that we should be more or less familiar with. And the word is learning. That's right. I'm talking about learning stuff. Learn stuff. Now, learning stuff is not just like, oh, where do I put the number in the Sudoku? Or knowing where that word is in the Wordifying. No. You've got to learn something that I like to refer to as being organically new. Fundamentally, it causes a complex set of associations to take place in order for you to acquire a new skill or ability. I suggest you make it as multidimensional as possible. For instance, musical instrument. Musical instrument or a language. Now, it is said, and I think it's proven more or less scientifically, that those people who are naturally bilingual, and I have mentioned this before, people who are more or less born with the opportunity to learn more than one language, so they are native speakers of more than one language, have a reduced incidences of acquiring Alzheimer's. Interesting. Whether it has the same impact when you learn later in life, doesn't matter. But what it does do is it does, learning a language does cause unique, new unique connections to be made in the brain. So these unique connections, especially, now the other way you can also look at the things that you do know, and you can say to yourself, what else is there to know about that thing? So that you acquire a new unique set of knowledge connected with something that you're already familiar with, maybe even interested in. So look at the tangents as they relate to your interests and expand those. Take yourself down the rabbit hole is what I'm talking about. So this multi-dimensional appreciation of all everything, of all subjects, like, you know, if you're interested in Donald Trump, well, what sport did he play when he was at school? What was he good at? What did he enjoy doing? These things that, especially if you are interested in them, what they end up doing is they end up existing as triggers, emotional triggers. Now, that's a really important thing. When you do explore something, you're not just like learning the knowledge in a rote fashion. Choose things that you're going to explore that you are genuinely interested in, that will make a difference, well, to your ability to retain that information and make good use of it. You have to have an emotional dimension to it. For instance, it's satisfying for you to know that because ignorance has been removed. You know, I'm not talking about it makes you cry necessarily. What happens to these new connections when they're created? They exist as a sort of a fallback, a safeguard. And the more multidimensionally you can understand something, the more you are likely to be able to recall that information in an associated way. So that'll be my advice to my little one, and it's a pretty good advice for any small child or organism out there, whether it's a puppy dog or an infant. Doesn't really matter. Learn lots of different things and have a multidimensional appreciation of them. It has direct and consequential impact on your brain. Also, get lots of sleep. Sleep is really important. Don't oversleep. In fact, oversleep is sometimes regarded as being excessive. What you do need, though, is you need to put your brain into a deep sleep cycle so that it can refresh. It can flush. It can flush and refresh. So two frisses. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's what I'll be asking little one when she says to me, Dad, how can I... You mentioned something about keeping your brain young earlier. I just wondered if you could say some more about it. When she asks that question, you've just listened to an 8-minute and 30-second response that I'll be giving. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.